everybody, and welcome to Business Partners COVID Relief Initiative Podcast. My name is Subi Mboya Arnold, and I'm an actress, activist, serial social entrepreneur, but most importantly, scholar. As a serial social entrepreneur, I stand on good authority about the feelings and life and work and efforts of women entrepreneurs, not only in South Africa, but across the globe. And one thing I know for sure is women entrepreneurs are dedicated to human capital, development, community building, especially the women entrepreneur I'm speaking to today, and job recreation, especially with the women entrepreneur that I'm speaking with today. Startups and SMMEs are the backbone of the South African economy. When we talk about the coronavirus and lockdown, together with entrepreneurs, the words that come to my mind are trauma, stress, mental illness, emotional distress, and most definitely financial loss. And the list can go on and on and on. But despite these blows that COVID-19 has brought to Africa and the world, and which has affected and affected women entrepreneurs, especially in South Africa, hearing their survival stories, their stories of recovery, hopefully inspires, motivates, and encourages ordinary women entrepreneurs, just like you and me, in similar situations on how to navigate and recover from these tough economic times. Now, without further ado, Usisincamisile Maphumlo is one wonderful woman entrepreneur I would like to introduce you to. Hello, Usisincamisile, how are you?
I am good, thank you. And how are you, Shobi?
I can see from your background that you're most definitely in the medical sphere or medical profession or health profession. Tell us a little bit more about what you do and who you are as a Black woman entrepreneur in KZN.
Okay, my name is Ncamisile Maphumulo, and I am originally from Durban. And then I am a clinical technologist by profession. And I specialize in nephrology. Nephrology, we deal with people who are living with kidney disease. So,
wow.
Yes. So now my job is to provide this treatment for those that have been diagnosed with kidney failure that needs to be on dialysis. And that's my job. Now, when it comes to in terms of a business, I have decided to open up a clinic for those that are in need of this treatment. And I am more based in the rural areas, the Northern Zululand, of which is Ulundi, Nongoma, and Pongola. And then we have another one in Great Town.
I love the work you do. And I'm sure that you are a gold find for Business Partners Limited. Because one thing I do know about them, that they love and they honor their word and their mantra, which is being in the game for over 40 years and financing established entrepreneurs. Let's take it back to how it all began with Business Partners Limited, especially being a beneficiary or a recipient of their COVID relief fund.
With Business Partners, it started back in 2012. When I applied for the funding of the business. So I'm a beneficiary of everything that Business Partners offer. So it was not just the
good for you. Yes. Good for you.
Yeah,
use
just
those
the
resources.
Fund, so many things. The starting of the business, it was them.
Yes.
And the relief fund was just a bonus on top. After the pandemic that was happening in the country.
Beautifully put. So let's take it back. Okay, so that was the beginning of your relationship. I think now what I want to hear and what's more why we're having this specific podcast is because we're talking about COVID and lockdown and its effect and affects on women entrepreneurs just like me, and who has been that saving grace when it comes to reviving and recovering and resetting our businesses. What were the effects and pressure of COVID and lockdown as a dialysis in rural KZN and a nephrology center in rural Ulundi? Tell us about that. What were these effects specific to your industry?
Okay. First of all, you must remember that the pandemic, no one was aware of what was going on. this was a new virus that just came in, and everyone was just, hey, why? We didn't know where to go and what to do. So we were all lost. So everything that was put out there as a savior, like the, for example, I'll just give you an example. When it comes to our PPEs, that was putting a lot of strain on our budget, because we were using a lot of those costumes that were needed for as a protective gear, of which we were not budgeted for. And coming to machines of forking the clinics, we kept on changing those machines, because this person will come up with this and say, this is better than that, and then you go and buy, because we're all confused. We had to go to the extent of changing the setups of our clinics to accommodate this virus. So can you imagine now when you're going to have to change the infrastructure?
Absolutely.
Where now we are preparing, should I get a patient with COVID, then I have a place to accommodate this patient. We were scared. So it just blew our budget completely. So when business partners offered this kind of a relief, it was a bonus for us, because we have experienced something that we didn't budget for, and they were our saving grace in all this situation.
I love the fact that business partners provided unique and individualized financing solutions to tailor fit you.
Yes.
As Namisile, and what you do. And they were very specific and specialized in providing you with exactly what you needed.
And to top it up on that, remember, you know, some people or other businesses, they use a situation as beneficiary to them. We had to pay double the price of most of the things, a ridiculous price. When it comes to the gloves are very cheap, but when the pandemic started, the price were doubled. So our consumables price changed immensely.
Absolutely. So tell us more about the payment relief and how it helped you turn around, if that's the right word, the effects of the pandemic.
Okay. Now, you must remember we are working with patients that are compromised in every way. The pandemic was taking advantage of them. We've lost some of them, especially the elderly ones. Those are the ones that suffered the most. We've lost most of them. So now you can imagine losing a number of patients in a short space period of time where, you know, when you focus, you know, you've got these patients, you're going to do so much of treatments a month, and then suddenly there's no such thing. Now, financially, you get affected because there's no income for the business. Mind you, as much as we treat them, but they also provide for us. So when they are not there, where are you going to get that money? So that is when the relief fund was more important for me to get at that time, because I was financially struggling a lot. The income that I usually get was less than what I will normally get every month.
You know, you're in an industry and a profession that cares for other people. Who takes care of Namisile? Obviously, besides business partners. But I can see that the kind of work that you do takes a lot out of you. So on a personal level, what do you do to take care of you? What keeps you motivated?
You know what, Ruby? I interact with lots of people. And
I can imagine.
Mostly the people that are doing the same job that I'm doing, I'll call them my colleagues. We talk every day. This morning I was speaking to one of my colleagues, and she was complaining about the same thing, that she is losing patients. COVID is really taking a bad turn for her. And I was like, then if you wake up tomorrow and say you are giving up, what are you going to do? And she said, nothing. I said, continue. So that's what we do. We motivate each other. Me personally, I don't keep quiet. Whenever I go through situations, I make sure I talk to somebody. It can be anybody. Not that I'm talking about a professional or any person that's next to me. If I'm going through a problem, I will speak out. The more you speak out, the more you get assistance.
It takes a village to take care of each other. And that's exactly that. It takes a village to take care of other people. It takes a village to take care of ourselves. Take care of yourself.
You.
You're doing great work.
Thank you so much.
We need you.
Yes.
We need all of you. All right. All right. Moving on. So you said how important and how useful and how powerful and how fundamental the Payment Relief Fund from Business Partners was during this tough times. Where do you see yourself in the near future, or what I really want to call a post-COVID life and lifestyle and lifestyle business? Where do you see yourself, and how would your attitude be?
Honestly speaking, Shubi, I don't see myself doing anything else beside what I'm doing right now. And in terms of my attitude, I'm a very positive person. Even in the darkest days in life, I will always remain positive. And by saying that, you know, when we still have businesses or companies like Business Partners who are holding our hands all the time, what will make you give up? Because you know that you've got somebody that you can lean on. Whenever you're having a problem, you know where to go. Like, you know what, not long ago, I was speaking to one of the managers there at Business Partners, because one of the guys that I'm renting the premises to, he offered me to buy the property. He offered the property. So it means I have to buy the property. And I was like, oh my God, where am I going to go? And Business Partners came first, because they understand the business that I'm doing. So as much as things are coming in a negative way, but when we have people to look forward to that can assist us, Business Partners is there, you know where to go. So there's nothing that can make you lose hope when you know somebody's holding your hand.
That is so beautiful. For those of us who are interested, what are the top priorities for you to do in a day? Take us through. Okay, so what are you going to do after this call? Take us through your day.
Listen, I'm driving to Ulund from here, which is about 45 kilometers from here. I'm driving to Ulund.
Yeah.
We were doing renovations for our isolation, and then this looting started. So everything came to a standstill, so we did not continue with it. And like now, when I finish here, I must go and sort out that room. So that's my plan for now.
You know, as hard manual labor that's going to be, you still look so happy when you talk about your work. You still radiate when you talk about what you do for other people and what your vocation, because I believe what you do is a vocation. You radiate something very special.
You know what? I think with me is I'm very hands-on. Sometimes it takes time for people, whoever is around me, to realize who am I in this, whatever, let's say in the situation where there's people around me and we are working. So if we have to take a spade, I will take a spade. If I have to lift the cement, I will lift the cement. So I'm very hands-on. So I don't rely on dedicating so much when it comes to physical things. It's like, oh no, I'm a woman. No, I don't do this. I just do everything myself. And
spoken like a true entrepreneur. Spoken like a true startup and SMME. Spoken like a perfect entrepreneur.
Later on, people say, oh, she's the lady that owns this business. And then, yeah, she is. You know, now it's like, oh okay.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm hands-on. And when you are hands-on, you feel like at least I've done something today. You've got something to look forward to every day. So I think that keeps me happy. And
I'm loving our conversation. But my final question to you, Ncamisile Maphumulo, your words of wisdom and of encouragement.
Yeah.
I mean, you've given us so much already. And insight to women entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs just like you and me, ordinary women in everyday life, trying to get by just like everybody else, who are listening to this and who are going through a similar experience business-wise, what would you say to them?
I will definitely say to them, a sky is the limit. Whatever dream that you have, you must make sure that you follow your dream and you keep going with your dream, no matter what the situation is. And you must never be afraid to seek help. You must never be afraid to ask those who have went through the same path that you are going to. Asking, seeking help, be motivated. When you feel down, it's fine, but wake up and start again. Even if it fails, start again.
You are a true inspiration. That was Nqamisile Maphumulo, and she is a Business Partners COVID relief recipient or beneficiary, MD of the Coastal Nephrology Center, clinical technologist. She's got a dialysis center and a renal unit in rural Ilundi. Keep up the wonderful work that you do. Thank you so much for inspiring us with your story, with your collaboration, or being a recipient or a beneficiary of Business Partners Limited COVID Relief Fund. Thank you so much, and keep up the life-saving, literally, work. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tlubi. Bye-bye.
So my name is Tlubi Mboya Arnold, and that was a Business Partners COVID Relief Initiative podcast. If you would like to find out more about the Business Partners Business Finance Solutions, please do visit businesspartners.co.za. Take care, everybody. From me, Tlubi. Bye for now.